From the Fox Sports 1390 Sports Desk, Tom King on WSAU.
The Big Ten men's basketball tournament got underway yesterday, and there were some upsets. Northwestern knocked off Iowa, and Illinois bounced Indiana. Minnesota got past Penn State, and Ohio State survived Purdue. The Boilermakers missed a three-pointer at the buzzer that would have won it. The Badgers take on Minnesota tonight. You can hear the game right here, pregame show at 4:30. Marquette lost to Xavier in the Big East tournament last night, 68-65. The Milwaukee Bucks lost their sixth straight game against Atlanta, 102-97. The Bucks went off early but couldn't hold the lead again, and Brandon Knight says they've got to figure out a way to close out games.
We've been better. We just got to learn to finish. That's a, you know, sign of a young team. Like I said before, we play well in stretches. We got to learn to play complete games.
Bucks are back in action tomorrow night at New York. The Brewers beat San Diego in spring ball yesterday, 9-0. Also, the Brewers announced Giovanni Gallardo will make his record fifth straight opening day start March 31st at Miller Park against Atlanta. Football news, the Packers re-signed tight end Andrew Corliss. The Philadelphia Eagles acquired running back Darren Sproles from New Orleans for a draft pick. The Carolina Panthers released wide receiver Steve Smith, and the Oakland Raiders signed a pair of big-name free agents, adding Justin Tuck and Lamar Woodley. At the state boys basketball tournament, the winners were Blair Taylor, Whitefish Bay Dominican, Green Bay New Lutheran, and Thorpe. That tournament continues today. Girls high school basketball sectionals last night included Superior beating DC Everest, New London topped Merrill, Rapids Assumption over Newman, Owen Withy beat Turtle Lake, Algoma over Amherst, Auburndale knocked off Bondwell, Cameron beat Athens, Nielsville over Arcadia, Adams Friendship beat Edgewood, New London knocked off Merrill. That's sports. I'm Tom King.